Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeffrey is a long-time 1999 model member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 17 years, we'll be celebrating his anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's an award-winning journalist. He is an author of at least three books on how to put your best foot forward and work at home. He is the chief home officer. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with you on a bright and early on a Thursday and bright and early in the new year.
Good to have you here. And you know, it's on the other side of the planet. It's not Thursday. It's already Friday.
So you know what? I apologize.
People are listening. You know, you're confusing them, Jeff.
It's Friday somewhere. I guess we can always.
You know, our simulcast, our internet simulcast. You know, people are listening. Who knows what? And is it Thursday on Mars? I don't know.
I don't know. But we're beaming
across the cosmos too.
As long as Jeff, I don't have to bone up on my Mandarin in order to get this for your Chinese audience, we'll be okay.
So one of the things that I know you want to talk about today are things that were great in December, in 2015, that might not be so great in 2016.
Yeah, we talk, and you and I have spoken about it, you know, typically throughout the year and over the years, but specifically in December, how to plan, you know, how to, you know, look back over the previous year and what you learned, what you saw, what you can take into the next year, but it never really comes true until you start really doing a full accounting, and I mean in a very literal sense of how your year was. And so I sat down with my accountant in December and learned that I had a banner year, but you know, B, there were some lessons to be learned from that, as far as how the year went, how my finances went, how we can do a little better this year, what we can learn from last year this year and apply to, you know, years ahead.
And what you're talking about, especially with regard to your banner year thing, when you're a sole proprietor and you're not only the executor but you're the rainmaker too.
Right.
And the government has a special category for you as a self-employed person. You find out that it can be pretty expensive having a very successful year, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I looked at my numbers, and I keep my numbers pretty closely watched in QuickBooks, and saw that I had a banner year. Frankly, thank God, it was the best year I'd ever had, but it was the best year that Uncle Sam had from his sort of silent partnership with me, or not-so-silent partnership with me, in my company. So, you know, that self-employment tax for the uninitiated, you know, every worker pays 15.3% for Social Security and Medicare, and when you're employed, half of that, 7.65%, is paid by your employer, and you pay the other 7.65%. When you are the employer and the employee, you're paying both halves of 15.3%.
So think about that, folks. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's just something to think about. 15, of course, if you have a business with employees, your company has to pay that.
Exactly.
It still comes out of your pocket.
Right.
But at least you have other people to help leverage to help earn enough money to do that. But when you're all alone, like you are and like I have been, it makes it tougher. And so you add that 15+% on top of the 20 or 25 or whatever percent you pay in federal.
Right.
And I don't know how much Florida taxes are, but
zero, which is the best.
Well, that's
part.
Right. You guys got zero tax down there. But still, I mean, it gets expensive.
I'm writing a blog about it on Chief Home Officer right now, and I'm listing, you know, the lessons I rediscovered in 2015, because I really didn't learn. I don't want to say I'm a Neanderthal and didn't learn here, but I really didn't learn anything, you know, that I didn't know before. But I relearned a number of lessons, and the last word on the self-employment tax, sort of remembering that the government is your partner, the last word in that paragraph is ouch. You know, you just have to be prepared. None of anything that we learn in a lesson, or especially something we relearn, should be an ouch in a traditional.
Well, I'll tell you, and I hate to say this because this sounds, I'll just say it. The government is the worst kind of partner because it doesn't contribute to your. It's not contributing to your success, and yet it stands in with its hand out at the end of the year, the end of the quarter, the end of the month.
Right.
And there's no appeal. You know, you don't get to tell the partner, okay, you know, things were tough. I had to invest in some stuff, so you and I both are going to take a little bit of a hit right now. The government says, you take the hit. I'm not taking the hit.
Right, exactly. Whatever you do, you know, when you get an extension on filing your tax return, whatever that day, you can extend it if you want, but we're getting our money, you know, based on
Don't you think this particular issue, the tax issue, meaning putting money aside, the cash flow for the tax, even if you're successful, even if you've got enough business, allocating and setting aside and being disciplined enough to set the tax payments aside every month, every quarter, every year is one of the most difficult things for small businesses, don't you think?
It's horrible. I don't want to say horrible, but it's very painful.
It's
a reality. But I mean, every time I get a check in, and I'm, you know, I got a letter from the government, you know, many years ago, probably 15 years ago, saying you are now earning enough that we want you to be paying monthly estimated tax payments, not
That's
quarterly
right.
estimates. And I got to tell you, Jim, I mean, in many ways, monthly is more palatable. If I had to
mm-hmm.
put away
right.
to save to pay quarterly, there are chances, you know, chances are I may not have put that away. I'm not
right.
the most disciplined saver in that respect. I mean, it's still a small business. It's still very tied in.
Right.
You know, it's an S-corp, very tied into my family life. So
cash flow is first, profit is second.
There you go. And so it's tough, but, you know, we put that money aside. I work closely with my accountant, so I know how much I need to pay. Come, you know, in a week, January 15, I'll be paying for December's receipts,
yep.
or at least December's income. Mm-hmm. It's all very tied very closely, and it's something I need to. We all need to stay atop of. You know, when you have an employer that's, and look, I don't, you know, pay myself through paychecks or
right.
you know ADP or any of those guys. I mean, you know, so I'm paying myself, so no one's withholding anything in a formal sense.
And I'll tell you, folks, it's one of the things when you start your business, you've got a budget for this, you've got a plan for it. Because if you don't, I don't know how many people have gotten totally, completely out of control, upside down with the government over this.
And they're relentless, and
they will come and get you.
Right, absolutely. And
when it comes to the payroll stuff, they do not mess around.
Absolutely.
You can discuss the income tax thing, but the payroll tax, they don't discuss that.
Right.
Quick break. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Also, GotWords.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.